Charles Snellgrove, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, Snellgrove, S-N-E-L-G-R-O-V-E. Date of birth is 1-20-1955. This is for date of service 4-6-2023. Mr. Snellgrove is a 68-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes around 2020. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, peripheral neuropathy, BPH, gastroparesis, coronary artery disease, gastric bypass surgery, Achilles tendon repair, left knee surgery, partial colectomy with anastomosis, secondary to diverticulitis with rupture, cholecystectomy, and nephrolithiasis. His gastric sleeve was done in 2016. For his diabetes, he is on Lantus 35 units in the morning and 32 units in the evening, glipizide 10 milligrams twice a day. He reports that his diabetes is complicated by neuropathy and obviously chronic kidney disease. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is unavailable at this time. He states that his fasting blood sugars have been around the 200 range and his lowest readings are usually around 140. Therefore, we will recommend Lantus 35 units in the morning and 32 units each evening. I will start him on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly. I will recommend staying only on the lowest dose as the patient has a history of gastroparesis, and this medication may possibly worsen his gastroparesis symptoms. If the patient experiences nausea and vomiting after starting Ozempic therapy at the 0.25 milligram mark, we may consider him doing only 10 clicks of the Ozempic. This will be about 0.125 milligrams of Ozempic weekly. Next number, I will also recommend for him to continue the glipizide 10 milligrams twice a day. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel, and he is also on atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next number, for his chronic kidney disease, he is followed by nephrology. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, with significant proteinuria, and he's being monitored closely by our nephrology team. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.